One of the most important parts of a reform agenda is to encourage people to own something, own their own home. Government must stand on the side of people. Because I understand if you own something, you have a vital stake.
I heard my dad saying we might lose our home.
My home.
3 million families now are said to be in danger of foreclosure. That's a 50-state Katrina. What started as manipulations and maneuvers on Wall Street has now moved to Main Street.
The cascading impact of the subprime mess is clear. No mortgage relief plan can undo the loose practices of the real estate bubble.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. And that holds true. Foreclosures have skyrocketed.
Not because they've lost their jobs. Not because of life circumstances. But because the mortgage is pushing them into foreclosure. Never has it happened before. People have the same income, the same job, but are losing their home.
The meltdown of the subprime mortgage market. How can I make this work for me?
They all displace themselves in our community and rip people off.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this.
Making it that we can't afford to live in our own state, you know, where we grew up, where our children were born, and forcing us to go elsewhere.
Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Scammers look out for people with financial problems and could make a bad situation even worse.
We lose this house. We lose everything. It's all we've got.
Because we were technically late twice during that 2-year span, we were now unable to refinance.
Adjustable rate mortgages are killing people.
Those foreclosure numbers, how do investors find them and more importantly, turn them into profit?
I approach this as a business model.
People being taken advantage of, losing the American dream.
It's designed for you to lose your home.
Adjustable rate mortgages are killing people. Adjustable rate mortgages are killing people.
My home.
Your home.
Watch out, watch out, watch out.
The people who've been victimized by the subprime scam have not been covered. The media has responsibility for this. You know why? Because media outlets. We're taking ads from these mortgage lenders. They're taking ads from these credit card companies. They're making money on getting people into debt. And that's why you have a responsibility to tell this story and to tell it loud.
Where are the investigations?
Somebody always calling me up trying to get me to refinance my home.
You can make money in this market.
These abuses have to be changed and they have to be stopped.
Home.
And J.P. Morgan, Bear Stearns should be ashamed for what they do. The government should be ashamed for giving them $30 billion of our tax money to benefit the predators.
People of all walks of life are burdened by the subprime crisis.
Destruction. Back in possession. Together. Together. Save our economy.
My beautiful home, and now it's gone. And it took my house from me.
Big conglomerate banks have control of Congress.
And I approve this message.
When I wasn't able to work, we had to get the mortgage on the house to get the siding because the house was paid for. It just got behind. It just got behind, and my house was sold in the auction. I don't have nothing. I don't have anything.
It's all we've got.